Okay, as I discussed earlier, that the methotrexate's one of the side effects is hepatotoxicity, and it can lead to liver fibrosis. So when we call the patient for the follow-up, we have to find out that whether the drug is causing liver fibrosis or not. So for this, we are going to perform some of the tests, and these tests include some serum fibrosis markers, which include three important markers. That is the procollagen 3 amino terminal propeptide, hyaluronic acid, and tissue inhibitor of the MMP1, that is the matrix metalloproteinase 1. So these should be checked quite often when we call the patient for the follow-up. And if these markers, the level of these are increased, so what is the normal level? It is about 1.7 to 4.2. It should be done every 3 monthly. If it is increased, then we can go for the other investigation to look for the liver fibrosis, the risk for the liver fibrosis. These include some of the imaging radiological tests, such as the FibroSPECT, FibroScore. And if there is a confirmed evidence of the liver fibrosis, then we can go for liver biopsy. There are certain risk factors which causes increased risk of causing hepatic fibrosis. It includes NSAIDs, smoking, and no, sorry. इसमें ये लिखा हुआ है कि ये जो नॉर्मल प्रो कॉलेजन थ्री के लेवल्स हैं ना, दीज आर नॉर्मली हाई इन चिल्ड्रन, स्मोकिंग एंड एनसाइड्स. तो वी हैव टू कीप इन माइंड कि व्हेन वी आर चेकिंग दीज लेवल्स, वी हैव टू कीप दीज थ्री पॉइंट्स इन माइंड.